Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Judy.
Y'all. Hi, Joe. Can you hear me okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Awesome. Guess what? Tana and Keith are on the phone, and Tana is at Keith's house.
Oh, no.
Lucky.
Our CC reunion's already happening.
I know. So, Tana and Keith, are you guys having fun?
Yeah. We're having fun. Tana just got here. She's got her phone playing it. I got my phone playing it.
We should just all live together.
I know. I was, you know, a couple years ago, I was talking to all the brides on YouTube and Facebook, and I said, we should all get together and live together. It'll be a lot easier. And everybody's like, nah, actually, it'll be fine. No, no. I was like, you'll see. Things are going to get rough. We should be living together. It'll make it even better. And we'll have all the support and all of that. And then now they're like, oh, we should have done it, Keith. I'm like, I told you. Should have done it. Now we should do it.
We should all shack up. Do you guys want to shack up?
Yeah, Tana, you want to shack up? Judy said all of us live in the same place. Tana said yes. We got all the. My brother said that, Judy, we got all the U-Haul packed and we're headed for your house with Tana and everybody.
Yeah, come to our place. I want to welcome. Oh, look, we have all these funny people. Okay. Hi, Mia.
Hi there.
Hi, Leah. How's your day?
Hello. Hi, Leah. It's good. Hi, Tana. Hi, Keith. Hi, Judy. Hi, Joe.
Hey, love.
Hi. Is this 470? Is it Alana?
Hey, it's Christine.
Christine from Atlanta.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love that opening song. Even though I'm from Atlanta, I grew up in Jersey, and my daughter's name is Jovi for a little Jersey represent. So whoever put Bon Jovi in there, love it.
Luco did.
Love it.
Aw. I love it, too. I want to welcome Katie. Katie's in the chat room. Katie's in the chat room. We're so glad you're here, Katie. And we have two guests in the chat room. We're glad you're here. You should make a name so we can get to know you. And Joe Greto's bilocated. And Alana's here, no show. Hi, Alana. I'm going to expose you today and read your email. And Bill Oley's in the house. Bill Oley called in the morning show, you guys. Was so awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, he has revelations. God gives him has been giving him some revelations. They're very cool. And Rojo, how was your daughter's track meet, Rojo, yesterday? Let us know how your daughter's track meet went. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah. All right, cool. And Roman's in the house, and Roman's freaking out because he doesn't have Tana in the chat room, I bet.
Tana left him. She's with us now. She ditched him.
Yeah.
She's over here.
You guys, let's find a place.
I'm the world of death now.
She's tri-locating now. She's in, like, three or four places at one time.
Hey, can you guys take some selfies and then send them to us so we can see you two together and, like, make us laugh or something?
His phone should we send it to you?
Well, we have to do it on yours because yours is iPhone. You can flip.
Do you get
we
pictures, Judy?
Huh?
Do you get pictures on? Yeah, we can send them to you.
No, I've been sending pictures to people of me hiking and stuff. I've been sending pictures.
You get them. You get the pictures though, right? I have an iPhone, so yeah, we can send them to you and to Luco too.
Yeah, you can send them on my. Send them to me on my 408 number, not the new number. That phone, you guys.
For it.
It's so stupid. Like, I can't even call the show with this phone because it's a pay-as-you-go phone. So I'm going to change my plan once again, but I have to do it, I don't know, tomorrow, I guess. But it's like AT&T shut off the phone that I got, and they're like, I'm like, why is my phone shut down? And they said, you've been calling the radio show. I kid you not. They said, the terms and conditions on a pay-as-you-go phone, you cannot call in a radio show. You can't have 3- and 4-week calls. I was like, whoa, somebody's actually watching me. Isn't that scary?
That is scary. So you're going back to your old phone then?
Well, I'm doing the show with my walkie-talkie, and then I'm just going to, it's been really hard. hard for me to part with my old phone because it's not really the phone, you guys. It's the coverage. It's a good phone.
Okay.
But the thing is, it's like, because I've had this number for over 12 years. And I always think that somebody's going to try to call me, that I'm going to miss their call. And I don't even know why, because nobody calls. But
I really miss your oven. What does it have to do with oil?
I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm muting myself.
Oh, hi. Is that Leah? Leah's talking to her family, probably. That's okay, Leah, dear. Anyway, so, yeah, I'll get my other phone. But I'm still going to keep this phone for now, and then I'll get
it. It was Prada trying to figure out how to. It was Prada trying to figure out how to make her chicken strips at Keith's house.
Oh, you're making chicken strips? Yum.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure it out without like a toaster oven or anything. I don't really want to fry them in oil, and I'm like, I may not have to eat them.
Okay, I make really good chicken strips. But only if you have a nonstick pan. Do you have a nonstick pan, Keith?
Yeah, we have a nonstick pan, yeah.
Okay, well, then you can do it with butter in a nonstick pan, and it should be perfect, Hannah.
Okay.
Butter in a nonstick pan? All right. Cool.
Yeah, you only need a little bit of butter in a nonstick pan. My son loves it when I make them like that.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah. They're not breaded, right? You're not making breaded ones?
Are they breaded? They're breaded, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, you can still do it in a nonstick pan with a little bit of butter. You don't need much oil.
Okay.
Anywho.
Okay.
Oh, I wish I was there eating chicken strips with you guys.
I know.
Yeah, chicken strips and ranch dressing. Woohoo!
That'd be awesome.
We have a small family gathering. This is fun. It's like, I guess because it's Sunday and, you know, everyone's just relaxed. And Katie's in the chat room saying that school is stupid. She's about to graduate May 1st, and she does not. It means a lot to her to be in heaven before graduation. So we're just praying we're gone before that day. And
We will be.
Bill Oley, Tana. Bill Oley is telling you to put slice in some bell peppers and make fajitas.
We ain't got none. Send it supernaturally, we'll do it.
What number are you, Keith? What guest number are you?
I'm not in there right now, so you can boot everybody. I'll get in there in a minute.
Oh, okay, we have a bunch of guests. You guys should, all you guests should make a profile. I don't know, I'm in the mood to kick out guests. Mm-hmm. Katie said 4 years of hell. I know, Katie. She can't call in because her phone's charging and she's not at her house. But, yeah, school is stupid. I did so many years of school. I'm still paying on student loans. I went to so many, oh, my, you don't even know. Like, Katie said, but you know what? You're leaving. And, yeah. And, Katie, I love your videos you've been making. Katie's been making videos again.
Yay.
Roman's been making funny videos. Oh, my gosh.
I know, but he deletes them so fast. Roman deletes them so fast, I didn't get a chance to watch them. Got to knock that off. I want to watch them.
Yeah, Roman, knock it off. And, Roman, you should do one facial. You should, like, do moisturizer and pick your zits and show us how to do a facial. Roman does facials. If you're in late night chat, you'll find out all of his beauty secrets.
Wow.
This morning show was really good. Now that I go to bed early, I can wake up and listen to it. It's really fun to be in the chat room in the morning. All these live wires, rapture-centric folk. And Chris Slaughter, she read Alana's email in the morning show, and I'm going to read it in the night show. It was an unanticipated word.
Nice.
But before I do that, Keith, can you fill us in on the news?
Yep. Give me a second here. I'm doing my leg thing.
I
want
to welcome Rhea. Hi, Rhea, and hi, Blah Talk, to the chat room. Good to see you guys. Canada, Rhea, and blah, 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 blah. You should call in blah, blah, blah. And you should call in. Oli, Bill should call in. He called in this morning. And hi, Raina. Good to see you. And Bill Oli and Blah, they sound a bit alike, if you ask me.
My name's Blah. My name's Bill. Blah and Bill. Hello, RDC.
I agree, Judy. I heard and I'm like, oh my gosh, is that Blah? And then I was like, oh, it's Bill. They do sound alike.
Yeah, they totally do. So,
ready for the news?
Huh?
I know. Sonic used to come over every Sunday. We have a little get together and watch the little Cupcake Wars that she likes because she loves cupcakes. So we'd watch her little TV shows on the Cupcake Wars and hang out and have something to eat and just have fun. We love Tana. She's awesome.
Tana's so cool.
She's looking extra beautiful today with her new hairstyle, too. She looks glamorous.
Really? Aw, take a selfie. We want to see it.
Yep, I'm going to do it after I do the news. She does look great.
Aw, thank you. Love you, too.
Okay, so there's not tons of news today, so I'm going to go over it. Okay, so Russia warns of Europe gas delivery cut over Ukraine debt. Now, this is very, very serious. If Russia, basically Russia wants to attack Ukraine, so their excuse is, well, you know, the gas does go through there and it does go to Europe. 50% of the gas that goes to Europe goes through those Ukraine pipes, and that's very serious because basically what they're saying in a nutshell is that we want you to support us over invading Ukraine, and if you don't, well, then the gas will get cut off, and then Europe will be, 50% of the gas cut off? Whoa, that'll cause a huge nightmare in a world war. So Russia's basically forcing Europe's hand. At the same time, the U.S. is telling Europe, you know, you need to be with us, and you need to put hardcore sanctions on Russia, because we're going to put hardcore sanctions on them right now. So this is turning very quickly into a World War III, you know. They have all the troops on the border, and I heard they were told to go in closer. Okay, Hillary Clinton, basically saying that she promotes social gospel. She said that she grew up in a Methodist church and has her salvation. I know the Clintons are controversial. I do love Hillary, but I know she's controversial. I'm not sure if she's really saved or not, but, you know, whatever. The Texas middle school teacher, okay, blah, 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 something not interesting. Russian jets probe Ukraine airspace. That's another thing. The Russian jets have gone over the Ukraine airspace. It's a violation of international law, and they're like, oh, well, no big deal. Ukraine is begging for the world and the U.S. to step in. Otherwise, they're going to be wiped out. this time, I really feel they will go in and they actually will attack. Okay, the Republican leader says Obamacare is here to stay. We know that. okay, North Korea says the army must develop to be able to beat the U.S. North Korea, Kim Jong is basically telling his soldiers, he used to give knives and guns to his soldiers. Now he's telling them that they've got to be more motivated, more driven, so they can beat the U.S., which is very funny because they would never beat the U.S. if they tried. However, though, it's very serious, though, because he – you know, when Obama was visiting recently, the South Korea was firing a test missile, and he was mad. So basically you've got South Korea over the border of North Korea. South Korea has millions and millions and millions of people. It's one of the largest cities in the world in Seoul. The U.S. soldiers and stuff are right in Seoul, right over that border. So, and North Korea has got their nuclear weapons fired right at Seoul. So that's a huge World War III ready to happen. And could happen. Okay, the U.S. should accept a Palestinian unity. As far as that peace treaty, I know Katie was saying that it's on, but it's off. I know things change quickly, but the peace treaty is off because of the fact that, I'll bring that up again, there's an article on it. Obama brings the curtain down on the Mideast peace process, it says, basically saying it's not working. Abbas put last nail in the coffin of the peace process. So basically, they're saying the peace process is just not going to happen, partly because of the Hamas agreement with... See, Hamas is the one that attacks Israel all the time. Now Hamas is saying they want to do a deal with PA, which is what they did. They agreed with Palestinians. So Israel's saying, well, how can you be friends with them and then try to do a peace deal with us when they're the ones who are attacking us all the time? So you can see that's a real sour issue for them. So basically, you know, God talks a lot about the red blood moon. So with the messages and stuff, red blood moons are usually a sign of war. So I believe that, like, God has told me that we still have the red blood moon. It still represents Israel being at war, and it will still happen. So watch, literally keep your eyes on Israel, as the Lord tells me again. You know, keep your eyes on Israel. Anyway, so, okay, that's the news for today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We had a couple more people jump in. Tana is in chat, even though she's at your house. Did you have a guest number yet, Keith?
She said, did you get a guest? He's going in now, but I'm going to help him get on actually as himself.
Awesome. Yeah, take your time then. Okay.
I'm tri-locating.
She's tri-locating. She's in three places at once. Okay. So, okay, I'm going to read Roman's words that God told Roman today. Now, remember, we are living Bibles. And so keep that in mind when you hear this word. It's beautiful. And Roman sent it to me this morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know what? Before I read this, let's see. Let me add a few more people. First of all, Christine Pina, did you have anything you wanted to share? Because I know you have the kids and stuff.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I was just like, let me pick up the phone. I literally was just sitting down to have leftover crawfish and crab legs from a fry that we were at yesterday, and I was like, oh, I might have to hang up the phone, but I'll just put it on mute right here, and you just said that, Judy.
Oh, that's so funny.
I know. I'm like, oh, no. There's always lots of things. Roman, I just want to say he's the other morning when he gave his testimony, his personal testimony, he blessed me. I know he blessed so many people, but he blessed me, and I kept thinking and thinking and thinking about it. So I just wanted to say thank you to him. For me, I told Keith yesterday, I've been getting a lot of personal words, but I keep getting that we are leaving. The Lord told me yesterday that we are entering the wedding chamber, which is different than the bridal chamber. I was telling Keith, I really did some research on this yesterday. It's called the hoopah. Now it's where you, like, because it's so modernized, it's where the the bride and the groom, they step up, like, under a canopy before they're going to exchange vows and everything like that. It is different than preparing in the bridal chamber. It is called a hoopah in the ancient times. With the ancient Jews, they would have the room, actually, the father's house would have a room made for this particular ceremony to take place. So it's a room that the bride and groom actually enter together, and he said that it's time to enter that. So we're coming out of our bridal chambers, entering the wedding chamber, getting ready for the ceremony. So I was super excited about that. I get a lot of messages about the coming destruction that he's saying we will be hidden from, and he keeps telling me about those of his children and the bride that will be in the New Jerusalem. He keeps telling me about that over and over and over, and then to tie it all together, the New Jerusalem being even called the bride coming down out of the clouds, going in conjunction with what he showed me yesterday with us stepping into the New Jerusalem, but into the wedding chamber together to be to get basically in position, you know, to exchange vows with Christ and be his forever. So anyway, that's what I got, you know, up to recent. If anybody else has gotten anything like that, that'd be great to hear. But that's what he told me was, he keeps reminding me about the Easter lily is still in bloom. It's still the season, and you know, we're going. So.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you so much, Christine. I love it when you share. Welcome, Pat. And is Alana on the phone, too?
Hi, Pat. How are you? How are you?
Good. And that's,
yeah, listen, I wanted to, yeah, I used to babysit for a Jewish couple, and we had to go to their niece's or cousin's wedding, and I had to play the part of the bride for the rehearsal. So I went through all the steps with the guy to show the bride how it's done. Can you believe that? I was like maybe 17, 18 years old only when I played the part of the bride. I know what the hoopla, I know everything. You step on the glass, the whole thing. I had to show her how it was done. Oh, my goodness. Do you believe that? Because I was babysitting for them. Yes. So I already know. I can show you girls how it's done. I'm laughing as I am kidding you as I'm telling you. But I had to play the part of the bride as for her rehearsal to watch me how it was done. And I'm a Gentile within the very, very strict Jewish whatever, but they had me play the part of the bride to show her. Oh, my gosh. That just came to me. And I was a teenager. I was like a baby still, you know. But what am I, 15, 16 years old? Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I remember that. And I remember how they had everything and the rabbi was there. And the little like tent like thing you walk under, you know? Oh yes. I said sure, I'll do it.
Thank you, Pat, for sharing that, because I honestly didn't know. I've never been to a Jewish wedding or anything like that, but I kept hearing about wedding chamber. We're entering the wedding chamber, and I was like, I know he told me about the bridal chamber before months and months ago about how we were getting our you know, our dresses made ready and everything like that, but he specifically said wedding chamber yesterday, and I was like, I knew it was something different. Oh, and the other thing he told me real quick is that we're like Anna. Remember Anna was waiting? She was a widow at the temple, but she knew that she would see Jesus. She knew, you know, she spent her time just with the Lord, just, you know, even though, like, you know, she had sorrow probably. She was a widow, or she, you know, obviously she was older and she had seen sufferings and stuff like that, but she was spending her time with the at the temple, and I thought about how God, like, was relating that to us spending time in this body as a church, and that God was like, she didn't miss me, and nobody's going to miss me who is, you know, who is in that place, who is in that place awaiting me, and just like her, he basically said that was the moment of her life, and basically everybody has been preparing for this moment that is about to happen, mm-hmm. just like Anna's. That was the moment of her life, and this is going to be the moment of our lives, and that, so we're Anna's right now, just awaiting to see the face of Jesus. So that was the other thing. Thank you.
So when I walk down the aisle with Jesus and I have a big smile, it's like, well, I already know how to do this. I'm having fun with you girls. I really am the old bird here. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and they crush a glass, like a wine glass. And then it, I guess you know the rest of how that goes. I guess we don't have to talk about that. It's very, very intimate. In the Father's house is a room where they go and they consummate, and everybody's waiting for them to come out. It's amazing. But that's what they did. Yeah. Because they had to make sure that took place, that put the final touch on the marriage, the most important part, I guess, you know. But to me, that would be like, that's embarrassing, you know. But that was part of the custom. Yeah, for the Jewish wedding. Oh, boy. Yeah. But anyway, I was like a kid when I did that, you know, really. But, the ceremony is very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. And they do a little circle around each other several times. I don't know if it's seven times or whatever, but you walk around, she walks around the groom. Yeah. Yeah. It's very beautiful. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Is this a good time to read the word that God gave to Roman this morning?
Yeah, go ahead. I can't stay on too long. I'll come on like around 8 o'clock because my special son is here, but I wanted to spend a few moments with you guys anyway. But let me hear Roman's word, and then if I click off, it means I'll be back later, though, because I have to spend time with him.
Okay. Was there anything burning on your heart that you wanted to share today?
I had read all Bonnie's things this morning, if you listen to the morning show, and it's so encouraging. I mean, if you want me to read the stuff later again for the night show, I'll gladly do it. There's about five messages, and they will just zing you. They will absolutely zing you, because it's all about him coming, like, imminently. So I can do that later if you want me to, you know. Yeah,
okay.
That's up to you if you want to hear them.
Okay. Fine with me.
Yeah.
We have 17 people in chat. and seven people on the line. Alana, is that you? 413? Is that you, Alana? Who's area code 413? I think that's Alana.
I'm totally muted. I'm personally by locating.
Hi, sweetie.
Good to hear your voice, Alana.
Oh,
well, everybody's unmuted. So if anybody has anything to say, jump in. I'm going to read Roman's word. Okay, here's Roman's word from the Lord. Here's what God told Roman. I come now, my son, quickly. Now is the time. You wait on me quietly with no pain or suffering till I come. I know how you feel. It is love that is pulling us together, my love. Feed on my love till I come. You will be gone in the blink of an eye. Before you know it, you will be with me in my kingdom. My house is full of many mansions. I have one for each of you waiting. Come to me and rest and soak in my love. I need you. I love you. There is much that awaits you in my kingdom, the prizes and secrets that need to be unlocked. You, my bride, have unlocked all of them. My joy is overwhelming, and I am so excited to see you, each and every one of you. I love you, my bride. Clean your shoes and your garments, for the day has come and is upon you. When I mean soon, I mean now. There are 0 seconds left. I am coming to collect you today, tonight, now.
Oh, wow.
I love this. Do not push away from my grip. I hold you tight, and you are safe. There is no need to worry. I love you. These trials have paid off. You have earned your rewards well, bride. You are faithful and trust in me, and I love you. I come now. Yeshua.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. Oh, yay.
That's better than song. Come on. That's a
That's a love letter.
A beautiful love letter.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Katie, I felt the Holy Spirit really strong when I was reading that. I just love it when the Lord makes us a living Bible. Carol. Carol's here. Welcome to chat, Carol. Yes, it's a powerful word.
Beautiful.
And we thank you, Roman, for sharing that. And, Roman, I have one little favor. Would you want to make that into a video? That'd be fun if you could make it into a video. Yeah. We would like that.
Beautiful.
Beautiful word. Absolutely beautiful word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. What a good God we serve. Speaking to us, loving us. It really is all about love. The only thing we're taking with us from this paradigm, this reality that we are in is love. That's it. That's why the focus should be love. That's why the Lord is pouring out his love. If you're receiving it, he'll give you more if you acknowledge it. And and it's about loving him, him loving us, receiving his love, loving him back, and then whatever we have left over, loving one another. And it's just just a love fest until we leave here, people. I don't know. It really is.
Amen. Your last video was great, Judy. That was very, very touching. I hope a lot of people, you know, online will everywhere in the world will read that and be touched by that and make a decision for him, because it was a make or break. You kind of like, now, you know, let's get it together for the Lord, you know, make that decision. So thank you. That was very touching. Very touching.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Oh.
Tana, are you getting Keith in there? Hey, Carol's here. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, Judy. Hey, Pat. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
I don't know who's all on the phone.
Hey,
Katie.
I also want to welcome
Katie,
Jim
is
in
it?
The chat room. Welcome, Jim.
Wow.
We're so glad you're in chat. But,
how's everybody doing? Are we blessed and highly favored that we're leaving today?
Amen.
I think we're leaving today. I do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Listen, I got to run because my son is here, but I'll be on around 8 o'clock or so. I'll talk to you guys later. I love you. I'm sorry I have to go, but Sundays are like this, but that's okay. You know, so I'll talk to you guys later. I love you all.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye, loves.
We love you.
I will, honey. I will. I'll do that reading again if you want me to, because it's powerful. It'll zing you. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Love you all. Bye, Carol.
Love you. Bye. Thanks for your word.
I'm so glad you called in, Carol. Carol, thank you for doing the morning show. It was wonderful. I love the morning show. You got Billy to talk. You got Oli Bill to talk. It was amazing.
It was. I'm telling you, I'm a. I really have to pray, you know, to get on the morning show, because it's just something out of my element that I have to get used to, and I don't know why I get nervous. There's nothing to be nervous about, and everybody's great, and it's the Lord's show. It's not my show, or. You know, he's in charge. He's the one who speaks. And I like what you just said right now about the only thing we're taking with us is love. And that seems to be what is being spread around in the spirit realm. Yesterday I talked to a 15-year-old girl who goes to a public school, and she's been having Bible studies with her friends after school every day. And she was all excited to see me yesterday, and she was telling me about it. I asked her what the Holy Spirit was teaching them or showing them. And she said, well, I don't know, but we've been talking a lot about love, about God's love. And, you know, then that just got the conversation rolling, right? And it just stayed with me that God is manifesting his love through us. And that is what is going to shine. His love is what's going to shine into people, and people are going to be drawn to him through our love of him and love of one another and love for the lost. That's how, and the more we're drawn into his love, and the more we love others, the Lord is, for lack of a better term, you know, he's going to just explode his love out. And it's just going to manifest everywhere, and we're all going to be sucked into his love, into his presence, which is the translation.
Yeah.
That just kind of came to me. So.
Yeah.
So.
Let's you know what? Let's worship. Let's, with that being said, which is going to be the most beautiful day ever, and it could be today. Let's do a worship song.
Amen.
Let's praise to that thought. Let's praise to that thought. Let's do it. Here we go. I'm going to find one that we haven't done in a while. We need to get more songs up here. We're going to work on that. We're going to do that. Let's do Today's the Day. Yeah! Today's the Day by Lincoln Brewster. How about that?
Sounds good to me. My past behind, I'm setting my heart.
Today is the day the Lord hath made. Woo! We should have a disco conference. RCC disco conference. Hey, Carol, you hung up the phone, girl. You weren't supposed to hang up, Carol. I'm going to read Alana's word. Can you guys hear me okay? Keith, Joe, can you guys hear me? No. I wonder if I got disconnected. Can anyone hear me that's on the line right now?
Christine's back.
Yes,
I hear you, Judy.
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Good. I'm still having phone issues, but I'm going to periodically ask. So I want to read Alana's word. Here it goes. Here we go. 4:27. Okay, here she goes. All right. Now may the grace of God be upon me and upon all thy servants, that I may receive an anointed word. You have done well, my child, by coming to and standing fast in me. Your heart asks about the season. I will not be rushed in my works, for behold, I am God. My kingdom knows no beginning or end, being eternal. You are the sheep of my pasture, and I love you. My heart asks, how long does this season last, and what are thy workings? My child, I tell you, it is upon you and upon this planet, this world, and upon all inhabitants of the world. For behold, I come. You are wondering if this is indeed the season, if I have withheld my judgments upon this world. I have not. My timing is my timing, and my greatness is shown, and that I will not be moved or shaken from my path. You are anxious and know not when I come. Behold, it is upon you. It is upon you. My Lord, you have told me that I would not see the trees leaf out. The flowers and trees are blooming. I worry. Fear not, my little one. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. All that transpires is by my hand. I am that which is greatest, that which is smallest, that which sustains and endures, that which creates and destroys, that the moment not take you unaware. My bride will know in her heart, for she is my beloved, my betrothed. This is a word for the church, my betrothed, I should say. This is a word for the church. Though you have not sought this, you love them and they love you. It is the gathering I have decreed. Stand fast in me. This is the preparation, all the preparation that you need. I will rescue your families. Fear not. I will save them. But my coming approaches. Rejoice and be glad. Walk each moment with me. I will reveal that you might know. Oh, Lord, we await you and cry out to you. But you will not rush me. My timing is perfect. All things will come about as I have ordained. Oh, my Lord, tell me what I do not know. The past is an illusion. The present is a darkened mirror of my grace. Your love ever surrounds you. My love ever surrounds you. Walk in my way, and you will know the season. Do you not feel it in your soul? I do, my Lord, I do. Then live honestly and without cares. Relinquish the cares of the world and do my will in your life. The church arises. My people arise. Strongholds are broken. They are now broken. Be in perfect freedom, my child. You do not seek to ask me of a date. Yet I see the question in your heart. My dear child, wait my word. The day shall shine bright. There will be no gloom on that day. It is a moment of all things changing and renewed. Oh, my Lord Jesus, I would comfort you by this word. Know that I will direct your steps, guide your ways, guard your thoughts, free you from the shackles. It is upon you. Stand fast in my heart, for it will take you by surprise at an hour you think not. But only praise me without ceasing. You are ripe, mature. You have given all unto me. I will give all unto you. This is a momentous week. I am ready. Heaven is ready. The harvest is ready. All battles have been won. I come in the clouds. Every eye shall see. They will not know that you have gone, save a few. This is my body, the church. Does the foot not know that the sun is rising? Walk in my grace. Do not stand and wait as you have. That was sweet, and it hurt me to disappoint you, but my timing will not be rushed. What is the way we should walk, my Lord? In love, in compassion, in prayer, in joy, in thanksgiving, and in praise. Tell the church that I come without delay. This is the time of my arising. What a bitter thing it will be for the world when my bride is withdrawn. I love my bride. I love all the people of the world. I care for all. Make no plans for the future. There is no future as you know it. Evil men make plans for annihilation. They are fools. Having fallen to great delusion, it saddens me. I would that all would come, but they were chosen for destruction from the foundation. This word, share it with the church. My church, be encouraged. Be full of trust. Be the ambassadors of love. It could be that one more sheep might enter the fold that was not anticipated. Thank you, Lord. Wow. I'm just, you guys, look. Are you guys hearing, did you guys hear this word?
Judy, it's Christine. I heard it. And you know what was so cool is that when you were praying in the Spirit last week, a lot of what she said was what you were praying in the Spirit. I don't know if you got that.
About the strongholds, right? That you,
yes.
Right?
Yes. It was like the same message. I mean, you know, there was a lot more, but I just pulled out all those parts about him shining in the darkness and everything like that. And it was like when you were praying in the Spirit, the message that God was giving through you too. He's saying it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to read that word again. I want to read the one that Christina got about God was breaking the stronghold, because I felt like when I was reading it, that the Lord was saying that he wants us to do that, to pray that he would release and break those strongholds. So I'm trying to find that word you gave me. I'm looking in my inboxes, Christine. Remember what
okay,
you told
me about? Okay, I could look too, yeah. And another, the end of that word, like I didn't write, but I remember writing it later because this is the one part that I forgot at the end, but that he is taking us, he's making us lighter and lighter so we can go higher and higher. And while,
yeah.
like, I don't know if you have that word, but I just wanted to tell you that. I don't know if anybody else has experienced that since we've gotten that word, like since the Lord was speaking, like in the Spirit through Judy. But for me personally, I had a week that I kept going back to that word, Judy. Like I literally did because it was so amazing. I had persecution. Like I had family, you know, when I called them for telephone like 2 weeks ago, like that stuff has not stopped. But I have to tell you, it's not for my own self, it's for the glory of God. I have felt like I'm not even there when they're coming against me. Like I can't even explain it. Like there is peace, yes, and there is contentment and there is rest, but I honestly feel like he's bringing me to like an aerial view of the situation, being like, show them compassion, or he'd say, don't respond right now, or he'd say, it's like that very word that we got that he gave you in the Spirit. Like I have actually been able to personally, as part of this RCC church, go back to that this week and be reminded of that same word. And I just want to share that, like before you share the word, it was just so impactful for me personally to come when people are coming and they're saying horrific things. I mean, because you're not like responding. I don't know. I have an Italian family, so like if you do not respond, it pisses them off more because they're used to you like blah blah blah, you know, back at them. And then like if you're not, they just like get louder or like more kind of aggressive about it. And I just remember like going back to that word and being like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I love you. I validate your feelings. And, you know, like, how can I help the situation right now? And it was not me. But just when you read that word, I just wanted to know, like, beforehand, if anybody else has been impacted so much. And obviously, Alana got the same message. But that message is for our, it is for our church, for our body. And I personally have been able to see it played out this week. And I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, and I know other people in the church since that day have had some victory, and so I'm going to say the prayer Christine got. I break every yoke. This is from an inbox. She said, I break every yoke. This is the Lord speaking, you guys. When I say that we're a living Bible, all the words that we haven't opened our Holy Bible today because we've been opening the Lord through Romans. We opened the Word through Alana, and now we're opening the Word through Christine. Break every yoke. Prison doors are bursting open. Shackles are falling off. The light of my rays, the rays of the sun pierce through the darkest parts of the soul. There is no room for darkness here. No room, no room, only light. My light that shines through. So I'm going to, in the name of Jesus, I just declare that every yoke is broken over the people of RCC Church, that only victory in the Lord is yours. I break every demonic stronghold and power and every shackle. I break it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for your power that rests over this church, over your body. In Jesus' name, we love you and we receive your freedom. Gemma popped in. Hi, Stacy and Gemma. We're so glad you're with us. We have 19 people in chat. We're so glad we can be together this Sunday as a family. So on the line we have Keith and Joe and Christine and Leah and Tana and Alana and Carol. So speak up, church. Speak up.
Well, I hung up because I was eating, and I didn't want you guys to hear me eat. So then I came back.
Oh, cool. You have good manners. You have good manners.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Amen, yes. You guys. Well,
that was a great song, by the way. I really like that song.
That's Striper. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to type at the same time as well, welcoming Gemma and Stacy. Welcome. So
it's so nice that we're all together. Katie and Jim and Stacy and Blah and Carol and Gemma and Joe and Alana and Bill and Raina and Rojo and Tana and Roman. It's just fun. It's just fun to
and
be together.
And the four guests. We've got 4 guests, maybe 3 if one of the guests is Keith. But
yeah, usually Keith will tell me which one is him. I think that Tana's trying to set him up an account.
Oh, okay.
But I won't kick the guest today. But you know what, I'm excited about tomorrow because my little nephew, who's 13, said that in December, he said, Aunt Judy, God's coming in April. and so tomorrow is the day. God told him April 28th. And I'm excited about today, but I'm also excited about this week.
I'm excited too, Judy. Is Christine, after he told me about the going into the wedding chamber, because that would make sense, because even here, then, like, on the other side of the world, it's Tuesday already too, right? And then, like, in Israel, and that's when the marriages would happen, or the weddings would begin.
That's exciting.
I know.
It's very exciting.
It really is. I love the Tuesday wedding, Jewish wedding tradition. This is just, it's exciting. I don't know. I'm in a worship mood today. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a lot of worshiping.
Carol? Go ahead, Carol.
Oh, I was just saying, I'm in agreement with you. Worship and Thanksgiving, that's just been my focus today. Just a lot of worship and Thanksgiving.
It's Sunday. We should just have a service where all we do is just praise him. You guys want to do that? Let's just praise him and just thank him. And I know everybody can tell out loud on the air what we're thankful for. We can just kind of go around and thank the Lord for stuff. Let's do that. Joe, can you give us some communion? Joe?
Yeah, I can. I need 1 minute. Is that okay?
All right, and then Joe, would you want to do a little bit of a teaching like you did the one time, if you feel like it? It's so cool.
Yeah, I can do that. Just make one
all
moment
right,
first.
I'll give you some time. While you're getting that ready, let's play another worship song, and let's begin to thank God in the chat room, and then on the line we can just throw out our praises and just thank him for everything. I went on a hike today. The air was fresh. You're so good, Lord. You're so good. We love you. I don't know what this song Stale is. Let's see. Let's put on Let me say. Okay, we'll do our traditional Mercy Me.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
I was going to say that
I just wanted to say that I've hugged trees before as well. You know, I when I lived in Maryland, I was a bird watcher, and everybody was really into nature, and they, you know, they talked me into hugging a tree, and they've got creation, so I went ahead and hugged a tree or two or three or four. So I've been a tree hugger, and I always have thanked the Lord for the trees. You know, so, you know, that's just a little side of me that I wanted to share with people as well. So, nothing wrong with being a tree hugger.
Right on.
They're all waiting for the Lord to, you know, they're groaning and waiting for the new creation as well. You know, they all know that God created them. They may not have the type of life we have, but they know their creator, just like animals know their creator. You know, so okay,
exactly.
Joe, we're ready for it.
Well, that was it, right on. Just like the Lord, you know, referred to the lilies in the field, they don't sway here or there. They just look up toward the Father and don't worry. And, you know, how also he referred to the birds and how they don't worry. And then he said, how much, why should we worry? Because how much more do we mean that to them than the birds and the plants? Even though they do mean a lot to him, he loves us more. He made us in his image. We're his favorite creation. That's
right.
That's what, you know, that's just how it is. But also these other things are his creation, are very much alive and have his spirit in them. And that's something you can get in touch with. You know, you don't need to grow dreads and smoke pot and be a hippie. Like, you can get in touch with it. You know, it's
exactly.
Everywhere. You know, like, everyone should go hug a tree. It's like hugging the Lord.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what? Psalm 150 says, Judy thinks the tree had a crush on her.
It's her real husband. She found it.
That's too funny.
It is married to a tree.
Oh Lord, yeah, he would put that in a tree just to get Judy all riled up. You know, he would do that to a tree. You know, have a tree have a crush on Judy. Yep. You know, it's not impossible. With God, nothing is impossible, and I can see it happening.
And tomorrow's hi, Judy.
That
you got to go
funny.
Visit your tree
yeah.
now. He's going to be upset.
Yeah. Leah is quoting Psalm 96, the trees of the forest sing for joy, for he comes to judge the earth. And I was going to add Psalm 150, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So, you know, the animals have breath. They praise the Lord. Trees and flowers, you know, they need the oxygen to breathe. And then, you know, I don't know the scientific words, but,
well,
yeah, they praise the Lord, too.
Spot on what you said. It's a symbiotic relationship between us and them. They're the lungs of the earth. When we breathe out carbon dioxide. Which to them is oxygen. So, you know, it's still carbon dioxide to them, but that's what they breathe. And then they, in turn, put out oxygen, the amount in the air that we need to breathe in our air. So it's a symbiotic relationship, which, you know, man has tried to destroy, a lot of them, you know. And, you know, their medicines, they're hundreds of years old, some of them thousands of years old. Like, think about what they've seen. If they had mouths, they would sit there and could tell us, you know, so many of the wonders. I mean, you know, some of those trees, those redwoods, were around when Jesus was walking the earth.
Exactly.
Like, that's why when I was out there, I made a point to, you know, hug a redwood. Right? And my Lord might have done the same thing when he was walking by that very same redwood, you know?
Yep. And you know, and Judy mentioned there about, you know, she loves all of God's creation, and even that black snake that she saw.
And I just wanted to also remind everyone that, you know, in the millennial kingdom, when we read in Isaiah, I want to say it's Isaiah 45, but I'm probably not in the right chapter. It talks about what it's going to be like during the millennial reign. And it says that, you know, the lion will sleep with the lamb, right? You know that. And we also know that a child will put his hand in a cobra's nest or an ass nest, and the snakes will not bite the child. So there's going to be a new, you know, God is going to restore the earth the way it was before the fall of man, and that's really, really, really exciting. So,
It is. It's something to look forward to. We literally are going to be hanging out with lions and symbiotically living and not anyone attacking anyone or worrying about it. It's all going to be perfect.
Amen. Amen. Let's see. Rhea says, after judgment, all the creation will be free from the curse of sin. Amen. Amen, Rhea. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Okay, and let's see, what else is there? The Iron Masters. Okay, well, we hope that Rojo, we hope your daughter did really, really well in the track meet today. We know that she was running the race, and so she won second for her age group, women runners, 31 miles. Wow, that's awesome. Lord, we rejoice in Rojo and her daughter for running that race and coming in second for her age group. To you be the glory and praise. Amen and amen. Okay, hey, Joe, were you the one going to lead us into communion?
Yeah, if that's all good.
Yeah.
You guys are ready. I want to start off with Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It reads, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who lives in me and gave himself for me. At the Last Supper, our Lord told us to do something in remembrance of his sacrifice for us. He took a loaf of unleavened bread, which is symbolic. Unleavened means it has no yeast in it. Yeast would be an impurity. So anyway, that's why unleavened bread is used. But you can use anything. You can use a piece of invisible bread. It doesn't matter. It's just the act of doing it, taking the time to send praise and remembrance. Most important, he said, do this in remembrance of me. So let us do that. Let us remember our Lord. Let's take our loaf, break it. Let us eat together. Our Lord said, do this. This means my body. Keep doing this in remembrance of me.
Okay.
He did likewise, respecting the cup. He then filled it with wine, prayed over it, passed it around, and said, drink of this. This cup means my new covenant by virtue of my blood. Keep doing this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as you eat this loaf and drink this cup, you keep proclaiming the death of our Lord until he arrives.
I'm born up this country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm born up the country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going to some place
already done.
Amen.
Hey, Grandma Pat's back. I think she wanted to read a little.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to read all of them. I'm just going to read a few to you because it'll just take too long, unless you want me to, because there's others that want to speak and stuff, so I don't want to hog up the radio lines. But this stuff is so encouraging.
Okay, go ahead and read one.
Okay, this is called Cosmic Disturbance. This is from Bonds Bog. She lives in Sydney, Australia. And, lovely, lovely lady. My daughter, keep trusting in me to reveal myself more fully to you in these dark times. The cosmic event is truly upon you now, and you will receive more warning in the coming days to give you time to prepare for this event. There is more coming, my child, than you could possibly imagine, but there is to be no fear in your heart, for I have foreordained everything that is to come to pass. My children will be infused with power from on high, and through my Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, and through my Holy Spirit will be sent out as witnesses to bring in the last harvest before the door closes. Before this is to take place, you will experience sudden cataclysmic event, a sudden cataclysmic event caused by a cosmic disturbance that will be seen and heard all over the world. When this event comes to pass, you will know that the 3 days of darkness are upon you. You must go to your homes and stay indoors. My angels will protect you from harm. There will be time between the cosmic event and the darkness falling for you to go to your homes with your families and remain safely inside. I will be giving each one of you specific instructions through my Holy Spirit at that time. My angels will be surrounding your homes and properties and keeping you safe from the evil one and the coming darkness. This is all I'm giving you now. This was in September, mind you. I will give you more later as time for this event comes closer. Your Jesus, your bridegroom. That's one of them, yeah. One of them is called Joy, Joy, Joy is Coming. Yeah.
That was really good. That's just exciting to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, read another one after this song. We just feel like worshiping today.
Okay, I can read a few because they're just going to lift you. They're gonna blow you out of the water.
Yeah, you can read and we'll do.
Yeah, okay, I'll line them up.
Bloody road remains a mystery.
Invincible, yep.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. You have a reading lined up for us?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to read what I read this morning. I'll read, if you want all of them, it's fine, because everyone that's read is going to lift, and somebody out there is listening needs to maybe be lifted up. So whatever I can do for the Lord or you guys, here it goes. Okay, this one is called...
Go ahead, Joe, go ahead.
I was just letting Pat know you're back on.
Okay, honey.
Oh, I was going to say, Pat, you can read one, and then I'll do a worship song and read some more, because it's just
okay.
A good day to worship the Lord, eh?
Hey, every day's a good day, honey.
Amen.
Okay, here. This one's called, you're going to love this, guys. It's called Get Ready. He says, get ready, get ready, get ready. The time is now upon you, my children. Don't look to the right or to the left, for I am coming. Remember Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. I will give you more information as the time approaches for the cosmic event. It is on the way now. I will not leave you in the dark, my children. I will reveal more and more to you as this event comes closer. There is much coming that will bring fear to many, but for my children, you will know my peace and safety. Fear nothing. Remember always that I alone am in control. I will strengthen you in the coming days for what lies ahead. There is nothing to fear. All is upon you now. It is here. There is no turning back. Look ahead with confidence and know that I am fighting for you. Don't look to the right or to the left. Look to me, your Lord and Savior. I am fighting my way to you, and I will not delay. And then some scripture to scripture, Amos, that what we just read. And then John, when Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And the other one was from Luke, now when these things begin to happen, I love this, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws nigh. Hope,
amen.
Hope. Yeah.
Got a picture of your house, and you're standing by the door. It's black and white and faded, and it's looking pretty warm. I see the factory that it works, to the wedded in the back. The memories are gray, but man, they're really coming back. I don't need to be the king of the world, as long as I'm the hero of this little girl. Heaven is just too far away, closer to it every day. No matter what your friends might say, how I love the way you move and the sparkle in your eyes. There's a color deep inside, like blue suburban sky. When I come home late at night, you're in bed asleep. I'll wrap my arms around you so I can feel you breathe. But I don't need to be a superman. Back in the late
I got beautiful stuff for you guys. Oh, man. This is called Events. This is really good. And I'm going to give you this two scripture verses, which go right with it, that I'm going to put with it, too, that are right below it, because it all fits together, and it'll give you encouragement. Events will come rapidly now. Events will come rapidly now, my daughter. They will come in quick succession. There will hardly be any time between one event and the next, and you will not be able to catch your breath in between what is coming and the next event on the horizon. Seek me now at all times. Stay close to me and focus on my love for you, my children. Remember that I have you all in the palm of my hand, and I will not allow the enemy to touch a hair on your heads. I have told you, my daughter, that my three-day warning will soon be heard, seen, and felt by all mankind. The earth will tremble and shake, and darkness will descend. First you will see the cosmic event that I have forewarned you of. Then the 3 days of darkness will descend. Stay in your homes, my children, as I have told you, and I will come to you, each one of you, and reveal myself to you. My angels will protect you and your families and homes during this time. You will have light in your dwellings, while there is darkness outside, and many strange things happen upon the earth. You will be totally protected by my myriad of angels, so fear not, my children, for I am coming for you and will not delay. This is all for now, my daughter, your Jesus. And then it says from Joel 2, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall have dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whomever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. And from Matthew 10:29-31, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows.
beautiful. Do you have more, Pat?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Judy,
there's
hold on.
More.
Pat, it's Christy. Hey, I just had to tell you that my daughter, I have you guys on speakerphone because, like, I'm, like, getting my kids ready for bed and everything like that. And she was, like, putting this little play area together. She's like, oh, tomorrow we're going to play, like, Nurse and everything like that. And she gets all the Band-Aids out. She likes to play that. And then she heard that song come on, and she grabs the phone. She's like, Mom, this is perfect healing music. My five-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She called it healing music.
Wow, it is.
Right, and I saw I had to share that because out of the mouth of babes, so
oh,
it really
is
anointed.
So beautiful. So.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh my goodness, that's great. A five-year-old.
I know. I just had to grab the phone. Like she's like, Mom, listen to this. She grabs the phone. I said, I know. I was like, there, that's music. She's like, oh, this is perfect for what you know for me being
yeah.
Playing my nursing. She's like, we have to play
oh.
this. It's healing music, and I was like.
Oh,
okay, I
got to
share that with my family. So.
Amen.
Her kids are like, they're gifted. They're like,
oh,
they're the ones who've ever been saying
goodness.
All those words
that's...
and stuff about the rapture and all that stuff.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, it was
yeah, definitely.
Her.
So I was like, I had to share
oh.
Sorry, Mama Pat. I just had to
oh,
share
no,
that.
Sweetheart.
I was like,
thank
oh my
you
gosh,
for sharing.
And the other thing my daughter said, one more thing at dinner, because, like, I had to go eat and then come back. My other little girl, I was sitting down, and she, like, was one seat ahead of me because everybody kind of got up. Like, my other kids got up when they were done. And she goes, I should have sat next to you. And I thought, I heard, like, the Lord say this when she said this. I said, why? And she was like, she's like, she wants to be close to me. She's like, because I love you. Why, like, why wouldn't I want to be close to you? And I thought, like, about our family because I had just gotten off the phone, and I thought, that's, like, who we are. We just want to sit next to Jesus. You know
yes.
what I mean? And, like, out of my little four-year-old, she's just like, well, why wouldn't I want to sit next to you? I love you.
And
I want to be close to you.
Says the same thing.
You know,
he
and I thought,
same thing.
Oh, my
why
gosh.
Would I wouldn't
so,
want to sit next to you because I love you. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway.
Both ways, honey. Oh, that's
yeah.
wonderful. Thank you. That is so encouraging. Out of the mouths of babes, you watch these little ones. You know, and if you ask the Holy Spirit, do you have a word through my children for us or anything? You wait and see what happens. Oh, yeah. Out of the mouths of babes.
Hey,
yep,
Christina,
absolutely.
I really want to thank you for sharing that. Bill Oley. He doesn't, you know, I think he's starting to realize what a blessing his flute music is to us and his talent, and I'm really appreciative of you sharing that.
Oh,
most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, she's listened to all the music, and she loves it. Like, she does, like, a little dance or something, because, like, like I said, I'll put it on speakerphone in my bedroom,
yeah.
but she literally stopped doing what she was doing and ran over, like, she was affected. Like, she was like, I... love this. And I was like, why? She's like, this is absolutely perfect. I mean, I'm sitting up to play nurse, and it's healing music. And I'm like,
that is so
oh, my
beautiful.
Gosh. So, yes.
You know
so,
what, Christine? Would your little girl want to pray healing prayer over this church? Would she want to do that for us on the air?
Sure, let me.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh,
I just oh,
have
Christine,
a babe.
Sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my
Remember
goodness.
How you prayed in church today and they let you be – actually, they let her be the one to say the prayer in her little class today. So, Presley, remember how you prayed a prayer and sometimes we pray blood of Jesus over us and that we pray that people would be healed in Jesus' name? My family on my phone wants to know if you would like to pray a prayer for them. Are you being shy? You don't want to? I think
okay.
she's a little shy right now.
That's okay.
Well, if
that's
you
okay.
want
can
to,
mom,
you
can
say
mom
a prayer
do it?
They said.
How about mom
can
does the prayer?
Okay. Can I say the prayer and you be here with me? Okay. Jovi, come here. Jovi, do you want to say hi to my friends and say who – when we sing that song – they. By the way, there's a new worship song that it's new to us. What's our new favorite worship song? He rejoices over us. Who is he who rejoices over us? Who's did you hear that? Jesus.
Oh.
So, I'll send it in the link to you guys. I think I sent it to Keith, but it's beautiful. And they start twirling around when I play. And it's just over and over. He rejoices over us. And so, yeah, I'll pray. My little five-year-old's here with me. I'm going to lead the prayer. You want to stay with me? Okay. Father God, thank you so much for the children. They're so sweet and pure, and they reflect... Okay, you can talk, Sue. My little boy said, I'll do it. thank you so much for the children who have hearts that just want to dance for you and want to sing for you. And they know, they could see, they sense, they have that sensitivity, Lord. And I just pray for that for each and every one of us, that your hand would be upon us so strong and we would be so sensitive to one another's hearts and souls, and we would know when one's hurting. And we would just continue to lift each other up throughout the day. But ultimately, Lord, we know that it's one touch from you, just one touch from you through a song, through a word, or even just from your presence falling down on us. So, Lord, I just lift up our family now, and I pray that in any way, in each and every way that you so deem fit to heal our family, not only with physical wounds. I know there's Keith, and I know there's others that are battling physical things, whether it be something like a cold or an ongoing ailment, Lord. I just pray that you would just be right here, right now, and you would pierce them. You would pierce them with that light that you spoke through, Judy, and that you would just, the darkness would flee now in Jesus Christ's name, Yahushua HaMashiach. And yeah. I thank you so much. We already say, as Carol said, thank you for it. We're in the praising you, and we have the understanding of thanking you for that already, because you are Yahweh Rafi, and they are already healed in your kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Honey, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Jesus.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you are hard one. I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you will hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy? She'll beat you if she's able. You're the queen of hearts. It's always your best bet. Now it seems to me some bad things have been laid upon your table, but you're only one that you can't get. Yeah, right. All you need is a million. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Morning service in the chat room, but Joe, thank you so much. Joe's going to do the service tomorrow in the evening because I have to go pick up my sister in Half Moon Bay. But anyway, I love you guys. I'll be in
love
late night chat tomorrow if we're here. I just want to let you guys know. And Joe's going to do a great teaching on, he promised me he's going to teach on the plant. He preached to
me today. Oh, boy.
I'm not kidding. It was really cool, the stuff that Joe shared about the plant. It was. I'm looking forward to hearing it in the archives tomorrow, if we're here.
Me too.
Okay, if we're here.
Me too.
Joe knows the stuff.
Amen.
You guys?
Yeah.
I also have to make an announcement real quick. Stacy wanted to tell everybody, thank you so much to everyone that gave, because it was really a lot, and it really blessed her. So every bit counts. She can't call in, because she's trying to keep the peace at her house right now. Stacy can't, but she wanted me to tell everyone thank you so much for giving.
Oh,
hey.
Very good. All right. Keith and I took a selfie, Judy. He's going to send it your way.
Probably, remember. And I took one of Ken and I, so you want to be able to tell who's who.
Yeah.
They got one of Tom and Ken and one of Tom and me.
I'm sorry, what, Keith? What are you saying?
I took a picture of Tom and me, and then I got a picture of Ken and Tana.
Oh, fun. Are you sending it to my 408 number?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, send it to the 408 phone.
Thanks
Perfect.
For the praise hour. I was so enjoying that and feeling so much better. Praise God. Feeling good.
Yeah, it just really feels like it's a day that the Lord wants us to just worship again. Does anybody want to share anything before I put on another song?
Judy, my little boy, he does want to say something. He's
Yay!
Not, and he's, okay, hold on, Jezzy, you going to say your prayer?
Thank you.
Will you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus, for this day and for the angels doing the hearts and his love and
anything else?
And amen.
Aww.
So cute. He said thank you, Jesus, for this day, for the angels and their harps. They all see harps. They see angels with harps. They tell me that in their dreams and everything. I don't know. So harps and, yeah. So
sweet.
Thank you for letting him see that. He was like, I say something.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
What a blessing. Please do that anytime. We are so blessed to hear your little angel voice. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, we really were blessed.
Wow.
We are blessed with the little children really bless us. Thank you, Lord, for bringing this beautiful little child to the chat room, to the show, to bless us. We were so blessed by you through him. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. We're so blessed. So blessed. Thank
and so highly favored.
With me, dear, till the morning.
Everybody, love you. Everybody.